I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, 15 minutes are on the timer, and the subject is money.
Money. So what's funny about you, Windy, and it's not funny, you do things correctly, right? You save money, you don't spend it frivolously, you do the right thing, but it's a cause of great amusement to the rest of us. But do you know what it's about? You're really careful with money, but I think what it does is why we make fun of it is because actually it holds up a mirror to our inadequacies. I think that's what it is.
I mean, I consider myself incredibly lucky that I didn't come from a wealthy family, but I've always had enough. Like, I've never gone without things. We never ever had fancy holidays or anything, but we always had a holiday.
Right. So give an example. A holiday you like, for me, that was going to Spain every year because my stepmother's dad owned a villa, but it was Spain, right? Every year, so it was good.
So we'd go to France most years, or we'd go to the south coast of this country and stay in a cottage or something. We never really, like, I didn't fly anywhere until I was a bit older, but we had nice family holidays in nice places. I never got massively spoilt at Christmas, but I had good presents that I was really happy with and proud of, and you know, I had a bike. I had all the things I wanted as a kid. I was well looked after, and I got pocket money. And this is going to make you laugh. What I used to do with my pocket money, and my sister did the same. We made our own money boxes with compartments in, and the compartments referenced the different things that we were saving up for. So we would have a breakdown of how much of our pocket money would go into each compartment. So, for example, I would have, like, say I was getting £5 for a fortnight, probably, at that point when I was little. I would have things I had to buy were, like, food and bedding for my hamster. So that would be, like, 20p hamster food, 20p hamster bedding. And then there would be, like, football stickers, sweets, toys, and there will be like a long-term savings plan so I could work out if I save 50p from my pocket money every week, then I can buy this toy at this point. I was really, really sensible. I have no idea whether that was something my parents pushed, whether I'd seen it on TV, but we were both so sensible, and it's rubbed off, like, throughout my life.
I mean, you're a homeowner at 36, yep, in London. It's because of that stuff that you're enabled to do that. You know, a lot of people complain about not being able to get on the housing market. It is really difficult. But part of that is because you haven't saved. You haven't been willing to sacrifice in order to get the next thing. And that's fine as well. That's where I am. But that sounded like you made a game out of it, that you enjoyed that process, that structure of managing your money, and then there was a reward each stage. So
yes,
is it sweets, and then maybe down the road it's a skateboard or whatever it is you wanted to buy. I just had the money and then I spent the money. that's always
how long did it last?
I would get £5 a week from my nan, which was bad. £5 a week, it's not bad. But she wouldn't let me have it. Right, that was the problem. So she would have a pot in the corner of the kitchen, and I was never allowed the money. It was there. I could count it. I could look at it. I was never allowed to take it anywhere unless I explained to her exactly what I wanted. And she didn't think that that was a good thing to spend the money on. I just wasn't allowed it. So when I got to a position, that was the only real money I had, other than my parents paying for shit for me, and you know, as a parent does for their child. But that was my money that was given to me by my nan under very strict guidelines. So when I started earning my own, I was just like, shit, this is amazing. Let's buy trainers. Let's spend it. Let's treat people. Like my little brother, like buy him. I remember buying him trainers and stuff. And cause my mum didn't have a great deal of money when we were younger. Both my brother's parents weren't well off. When I say he's my half brother, so we had different dads. But you know, I had a job in Woolworths, and I had a bit of money, and I'd just spend it. It would never cross my mind. I'd have to have money, and I guess that's that you always know your parents are going to feed you and stuff. But it did become a problem going into my working life. Because for a lot into my early 30s, I would never get to the end of the month with any money. I would be on my arse about 5 days before payday, because at the beginning of the month I'd just spunked it all, been going out partying, whatever, and I would end up with no money. And so there were times in my early 30s where the food I was eating just to be full is because I'd been such a dickhead with all my pay. In the early month was ridiculous. It was like beans on toast 4 days on a bounce. It's shameful now. Like I only had me to really, really worry about. So it wasn't an issue. But now obviously with the kids and stuff, and it's important that they have everything they need, and there's food in the house, and luckily money isn't an issue anymore. But it you know, for a long time, because I wasn't sensible, because I want to live in the moment all the time. And I didn't take care of the future me by saving a bit like you did. It resulted in kind of very like frustrating and difficult times. But then payday would go and you forget about it all again. And then you're like, yeah, 2 weeks, great. The first 2 weeks are brilliant. The second 2 weeks are shit in a month. And that's no way to live.
I mean, that's the complete polar opposite to me. I had very, very modest tastes. I wouldn't spend a huge amount on like clothes or on going out or on, you know, anything like expensive, basically. I remember even when I was buying my first cars, I would always go for something very modest, very, very well priced, very sensibly priced, so that I didn't use up all my savings. And maybe I kind of missed out on certain things through that.
Do you feel that, mate?
I mean, maybe. Well, I mean, one of the reasons I didn't go away to university, so I stayed at home during university. And one of the reasons for that was I was concerned financially. I was thinking, like, how am I going to afford this? I can't afford this. This is going to cripple me. I mean, I was in the year where you paid £3,000 a year. Now it's £9,000 a year. So it's a completely different story now. People are properly financially crippled from university. I mean, I could have easily coped in hindsight, but it was obviously playing on my mind from somewhere. I don't know where it quite, like where I got it from. I think it was a concern.
Well, for me, having money was just about enjoyment. Like the money's there so you can have a good time. That's the way I thought.
Yeah.
And for you, money was there to make you feel comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. But I did really enjoy it when I did treat myself to something, because I'd saved up for it and I'd look forward to it. It made me really appreciate what it was I got. I mean, did you have the concept of joint Christmas and birthday presents?
Yeah. I mean, what in what way? Go on, explain.
So if there was something that I, as a child, I really, really, really wanted, but was a lot more than my parents would normally spend for my birthday.
Yes,
they would say, okay, you can have it as a joint Christmas and birthday present.
Of course, yeah.
And my birthday was in February, so sometimes I would get a big present at Christmas and then nothing for my birthday, or something very small for my birthday. But I was happy with that because I'd got what I wanted. And I guess that's kind of, that's stuck with me. If you really save up for something and you really appreciate how much it costs, the value of that thing, then you can have it and you can enjoy it. I mean, only recently I mean, I've bought in the last year AirPods, which I absolutely love. I would never have like bought something as frivolous as AirPods until quite recently, until I felt really comfortable. Isn't that mad?
No, it's not mad. It's a way. It's completely acceptable and much more healthy, mate. I mean, if I wanted them and I couldn't afford them, then I'd get them on credit and I'd worry about it later.
Would you really?
Not now. But that's where I would have been previously.
Have you ever been in debt?
Fuck yeah. I'm in debt.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I mean, I guess I am because I've got a mortgage.
Yeah, you are. But that's acceptable debt. That's societally says that's fine because you have a big house in the end. And to be fair, it goes up in value. You sell it, you move into another place, eventually you pay it off. And you own this great asset, right? So houses are different. Like getting into debt for things that degrade in quality and it's just about pleasure. But I'm in a situation now where my debt is like credit cards. It's not like owing thousands of pounds in loans that I've spunked up the wall, which I did in my 20s. Now they're just...
So stuff you pay off at the end of each month.
Yeah. So it's like whatever it is, 70 quid off my credit card each month. And if I needed to, I could clear that debt. Do you know what I mean? So it's not like I'm managing and juggling debt now. But I'm 38, right? And it's taken me the last 4 or 5 years to get to that position. And it isn't healthy. I've luckily don't have to worry about money much anymore. I have to worry about working and doing what I need to do in order to generate money. But that's fine. That's what work is. But working and having to still worry about money and whether or not you have enough to cover the rent or enough to pay your bills, so you don't owe money to your mates and stuff like that. That's not having that worry is such a relief. And the fact is that all of those worries were created by my own selfish acts, in that I would spend all my money on shit that didn't
not selfish, I wouldn't say, but just very short-termist.
Yeah, it's selfish when you I think it's selfish is probably not the word, but it's short-sighted. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
When you're going out and spending 250 quid on a night out, 300 quid, which I've done countless.
Just the thought of that to me is insane.
Countless times. I can't think about the amount of times that has happened in my life. But this not now, and this is part of the reason why I'm not in that situation. But in late 20s, early 30s, I mean, you've spent. I'm not going to go into reasons why, but you spent 100, 150 quid before you even left the house. I use your imagination as to what I might have spent that money on. But then you go out in London, and then once you're in the party mood, you get very generous. I'll get you a drink, don't worry. Or you meet someone new blokes, mates, you become best friends for the night. Let me get you a few beers, mate. And it escalates, and then you wake up in the morning. And often I just wouldn't even look. I wouldn't even check my bank account. I knew it was bad, just ignored it until you put your card into machine and it says insufficient funds. I would swap. There's no world where I would go back to that. Even as fun as it was, I would never take myself out of what I have now, which is a much calmer life, and go back to that, because it's a moment in time that should be enjoyed and you learn a lot, but it's not sustainable. And it is a worry when you see lads in there and girls in there, but less so with women, certainly in their 30s and 40s, and they're still going out on the town. I remember going clubbing and there was always a couple of blokes that were too old to be in there, and I vowed I would never be that man.
Have you ever come into a large sum of money, like won it or got a payout for something or inherited it?
No, I've never inherited anything. My I've never had a large sum dropped on my lap. No, I mean there was, I got £1,000 when I was in my 18, 19, and when my grandfather died, and do you know what that went on? I'd written so many checks that there wasn't enough money in my bank account, and they bounced, and I got charged through. I built up about 900 quid in charges from bounced checks, and that's what that went on. When I was at uni, I didn't have any money.
Oh, mate, that's so sad.
Mate. You ain't sad. It's fucking stupid. It's stupid. I was an idiot. I deserved that. I needed that lesson. Your actions, the things that you do, if you don't think through what you're doing, then that's the result. You have to spend your inheritance clearing bank charges because you've been a dick. And then you learn a lesson from it, right?
Yeah. I mean, like you, I'd never come into any money until this year when my dear grandpa passed away, and I was left some inheritance for the first time, and I felt really uncomfortable about it at first. Really uncomfortable about it because I don't really agree with inherited wealth. But what having spoken it over with my parent, I struggle with the idea that the rich get richer whilst there are people suffering and who can't feed their children. I don't need the money he left me. I've got a comfortable life as it is, whereas there are people who genuinely need it. And it did cross my mind that maybe I do need to sort of give some of this away to charity. So I made a couple of charitable donations. I spoke it over with my parents, and they said, you know, what Grandpa would really have wanted was for you to do X, Y, and Z. So that's the plan, and I suppose that's kind of emotional blackmail in some senses. But also they did say, you know, you are your own person. You can spend that money how you want to spend it. Do with it what you will, kind of thing.
You're crazy, man. You gave away your inheritance to charity.
Not lots of it, just a little bit.
Mate, you're such a good person. Like, such a good thing to do.
It was more guilt.
you said, oh, fuck's sake.
Our 15 minutes are up.